The U.S. Department of Agriculture is out with its latest farm census, and there's a handful of interesting trends taking shape in Wisconsin. Our next guest went through all of the data and rounded up the highlights in a piece you can find online at wiscontext.org. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. Will, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one big story here, more women counted in this agricultural census as farmers. What's the story there?
Yeah, so the operative word there is counted.
Right.
The census made some changes in 2017. They got some feedback from previous censuses that they were not necessarily counting all of the decision makers at farms. So they expanded the number of producers that could be counted per farm, as well as the number of primary decision makers. And so, in consequence, they counted a lot more women.
And it sounds like there were more counted, and we're going to talk about this with another guest in just a few. There may actually also be more women getting into farming. That might be hard to tease out, though, from the numbers.
Yes, exactly. I think it'll be clearer once the next census comes around and we have two sets of data with the new questions to compare. But yeah, I think there very likely could also be a real increase in women farmers in the state.
Another issue we've talked about a lot on the show is the aging demographic of farmers. So we see more older farmers, fewer younger farmers over time. What does this new census tell us about that?
Aging is continuing. It's actually accelerating. Now, I think one in three Wisconsin farmers is over the age of 65. Up until fairly recently, it was more like one in five. But on the flip side, there are more younger farmers counted for the first time since like the 1970s. So farmers younger than 35, which is kind of cool.
That's an uptick, but not enough to shift the scales with that big number you mentioned, one in three over 65.
Right. It was an uptick, but just it was pretty minor compared to the overall trends.
And one big increase, Wisconsin is a big organic farming state. I think people know that by now. What have we seen in this latest census now?
Organic farming continues to be big in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the second most number of organic farms in the country. So still in that second place spot behind California. The number of farms is now over 1,500. And I think the bigger story, though, is that the income on those organic farms more than doubled in 5 years.
And you wrote in your piece, there are some states that have fewer farms but make more money, but they're doing higher cost products. A lot of our organic here is dairy, which costs more than non-organic dairy, still not a big money item.
Right. Some of those other states with fewer farms but more organic sales or higher sales are Washington, Oregon, places that make a lot of organic or produce a lot of organic apples and other fruits that are just higher value.
And then another story, more goats.
Yeah, a lot more goats. Particularly dairy goats. So the number of dairy goats has been on the rise in Wisconsin over the last 25 years or so, but it really exploded in the 5 years between 2012 and 2017, up over 60%. There are now over 88,000 dairy goats in the state, and they're concentrated in just a few counties, mostly in the southwest part of the state, but also around Green Bay and elsewhere.
And apparently connected to more demand for goat milk straight up and goat milk cheese.
Yes, goat cheese is big, as I think a lot of listeners probably can attest to. And there is actually a processor that is looking at expanding their plant in Lancaster that could make it the largest such plant in the country.
And part two of the story, you're going to go out and do some sampling, I hope?
I really hope so.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Will Cushman from WisContext. Now we take a closer look at two of these trends with Lisa Kivrist. She runs the In Her Boots Project, a network for women in organic farming. That's part of the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service, known as MOSES. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
Well, let's start with that trend of more women in farming. I know you work with a lot of women farmers around the state. What are you seeing on the ground?
We definitely see more women interested in starting farms, bottom line. Our In Her Boots attendance at various workshops and conferences has increased. And what's interesting is we see a real diversity of women in ages, for example. We see a lot of women midlife coming to our sessions who we call encore farmers, starting that encore career, but maybe they're returning to their family farm or starting something new. But people from all backgrounds, women from all sectors who are finding their passion in organic farming here in Wisconsin.
And as I talked to Will there, the USDA is changing the way it counts farmers. That'll demonstrate the number of farmers they hope a little more accurately. What are your hopes for that, the way they change that farm census?
Most definitely. And kudos to the USDA for recognizing that we have a diverse and changing farming population, and people are farming in new ways, new partnerships, and we want to reflect that in the census data, because most importantly, and the reason why we have the census, is that drives policy, and policy drives dollars and support, and it's something that all farmers need to be counted in, and particularly organic farmers where we don't fit the traditional boxes, and we don't fit the check boxes of how many, you know, hundreds of acres of corn or alfalfa, and the USDA importantly recognizes that and is evolving the census to reflect our farming base.
Let's turn to that organic side of the story now. We've seen, according to the census, continued growth in the number of organic farms in the state. What's behind that?
What's behind that? It's a great question, because we have to look back a couple of decades. So organizations like MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, started 30 years ago with the conference of bringing together, at the time, a very small, they could probably fit around the table, number of farmers who were farming organically. But it's because of our roots in Wisconsin in organics and our commitment to growing that base and that real collaborative sharing of knowledge amongst organic farmers that we see these numbers that we see today. You know, it's not something brand new and hot. It's due to the fact that entities like MOSES and our whole community have been at this for a long time.
As we just talked about with Will, we are number two in the country when it comes to the number of organic farms. Only California, big, big California, is ahead of us.
Slightly larger growing season. We'll take two. It's okay.
So what is it that made Wisconsin in particular such a big state when it comes to the number of organic certified farms?
It is, again, the history, the resources. There isn't a better time to become an organic farmer in Wisconsin than now. There is entities like MOSES and organizations to tap into to get you started, and importantly, a growing consumer base. You also see that in the census data that sales of organics in Wisconsin grew over 100% since the last census. So it's driven by consumer demand of people increasingly wanting to know their farmer and where it came from and how it was grown. So it's all those factors combined that are driving these numbers.
You mentioned resources, Lisa. What is out there for someone who's either thinking of starting a new farm and they want it to be organic, or somebody who's thinking of converting all or part of a current operation into a certified organic farm?
You bet. Well, there's two things. There's a lot of organizations, again, like the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, resources through UW Extension and the Department of Agriculture through DATCAP to help connect with the information you need. And also, and importantly, it's other farmers. And MOSES cultivates a lot of this throughout the summer with a whole variety of field days. We do In Her Boots sessions with women in ag. And these are on-farm sessions where anybody can come. It's your first ag event ever. Welcome. And if you have this dream of starting a farm, it's time to get started, because there are ways to connect directly with other farmers. And that's that collaborative spirit, particularly amongst organic farmers that I see at the gatherings I work at, where there's a real passion to share what you've learned and to support other new farmers in particular.
And one point of this survey that surprised me, I just wanted to ask if you've seen it on the ground. We're getting more and more goats, dairy goats here in Wisconsin. The farmers you work with, are you seeing that with them?
Women love goats, you bet. Partly because they're adorable, but also because they are a strategic part of your business for cheese, for milk, for soap. For agritourism, it's a lot of different factors can come out of the goats, and it's great to see. It's, a changing agricultural base, and you definitely see that. I see that amongst the women in our In Her Boots program of looking at things differently, and it's not same old, same old. How can we advance agriculture, do things differently, and support Wisconsin at the same time?
We'll leave it there. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Kivirist, founder of the In Her Boots Project with Moses. She was with us today to talk about more women being counted in the USDA's latest agricultural census and growth in Wisconsin's organic farming sector. Moses is the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. You can find out more about all of the trends outlined in that new USDA report. It's over at wiscontext.org.